1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome, everybody. We're here on the island of Vanuatu, here in the beautiful country of Fiji. My name is Jeff Dowder, and welcome to Extreme Nudity. And today, we'll be climbing Mount Nandi, 2,000 feet high, total lava rock. And some of that lava rock is so sharp, it's almost like cut glass. We'll be doing it nude today on Extreme Nudity. Okay, we're here on the island of Vanuatu here in Fiji. I'm here with James. James is our guide, and James is going to be taking us up the mountain. I'm here with other members of the Extreme Nudity crew. I got Ted, I got Chris Sorensen's here, Toby Bow, Rick Sanderlin's here. And James, how you been?
I'm very good, thank you.
And James, today you're going to be leading us. As you see, we're all fully nuded, and you're going to take us up this mountain nude.
That is correct. That was my understanding. That's what the television company told me.
Okay, you probably are wondering why we want to do a nude climb. In Extreme Nudity, we challenge ourselves to do dangerous things nude because of the impact it could have on portions of our, you know, of our anatomy. And I'm sure I don't need to articulate it here on the TV for you.
I can well imagine.
Okay, so tell us the route we're going to be taking.
First, I certainly would like to warn you and your compatriots, this is a lava rock, and as you indicated at the beginning of the program, this is a very, very sharp rock. If you're to fall, you're going to open up. It's going to be, nothing will be left.
No, I understand that. That's the challenge of extreme nudity.
Okay, suit yourself.
Okay, which way are we taking?
We're going to go up through a pass here called the Pass of the Little Giant. As you can see, it looks like a small man laying on his back. That isn't part of the range there. We'll go through the Little Giant. Then we go across a variety of very, very sharp volcanic rock. So,
let's get started.
We traversed the very first part of the mountain. It was pretty radical. Everything went good. Stopped off. Knocked off an owl. Blasted up another tweeter. Then continued on.
Okay, this is a really beautiful view from up here. Look, I can see the ocean and everything.
Yeah, that's what happens when you get up high.
Okay, Chris Sorensen's with me. Chris, what about it? Radical, man. Everything around here is just so beautiful. What I'm going to try, I'm going to take a picture. Don't take a picture of me this way. People will think I'm gay.
An hour later, we found our way up the back of the mountain. That's when things got hairy. Chris Sorensen, a buddy of mine from Temple City, California, he and I do an awful lot of extreme nuding together. You got it. He slipped.
Okay, this is very, very sharp here.
I can see that right here. Now, Chris, you okay, man?
I think I'm all right. I'm just good.
Because if you slip now, man, it's going to be just, you know, goodbye Scrotilia, hello New York, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Sin City. It took about 30 stitches to kind of get Chris rebagged, if you will. But all's well that ends well. We made it back to L.A. I'll tell you what right now. Looked pretty funny watching us walk through the airport nude and Sorensen's bag all bandaged up. Well, I'm Jeff Dowder, and this is Stream Nudity.
You guys owe me $50 for this.
Yeah, I'll get you later.
How about that, huh? Extreme Nudity, another edition with Jeff. Poor Chris Sorensen, huh? Opened him up going down the side of that mountain, man. All right, 1-800-449-8686 if you're going for a knockout, aim for the chin.
Oh, man, I can't believe that.
That woman ought to be, talk about being rebagged. Welcome, this is the Phil Hendry Show, and we heard Margaret Gray last hour doing her, it's just pretty sick. That extreme nudity, how long are we going to be carrying that?
Oh, it's syndicated out of New York, I guess we have a contract.
It's pretty sick and twisted, dude. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Our web address is www.philhenryshow.com. Our email address is phs@philhenryshow.com. I've got some emails laying around. I think I'll get to a few of those as we progress. I know that many of you are aware of the fact that here in the city of Los Angeles, we're making a move to a new frequency. In the Seattle area, we're making a move to a new frequency. In Detroit, we are back on at a new time. So there's a lot of things going, you know, happening with our affiliates. And all you have to do is go to our website and go to our affiliate section. It'll tell you what's up. Here in LA, we'll be going over to Extra Sports AM 570 on the 21st. We couldn't be more excited. A sports station. And that means men, and that's exactly what this show, absolutely, that is, that's what this show plays to. So, we're going to be bringing a whole, pretty big, significant, I think, number of people to the station, and we'll be able to entertain a lot of people that are already there. Just a word about Comb Over Boy. I wanted to tell you guys something, because there's been a lot of email about the Comb Over, and how the boy has been, I think I'll just call him Boy, and how Boy's been talking. Now, you need to understand something. Boy knows how bad his show is. He really does. Not only does he know how bad, but this is the thing that drives him nuts. Boy not only knows how bad his show is, Boy knows that I know he knows. You see what I mean? In other words, he knows that I read him like Braille. And that's the thing that drives him ape. Now, I'm sorry to have to break the news to you. His show's lame, and so are the people that listen to it. As opposed to our show, which is funny, and the people who listen to it are intelligent and, like, have something to say and appreciate real humor and, you know, sort of think outside the box the way the show does. Boy's angry about that. Boy no like. Boy want be as good as me. Boy not as good as me. And boy no. And boy no I know.
Boy.
That's right. It's the Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
No bills that we're going to have.
You're the guy that signed up.
You're the guy that signed up that whole thing, okay? You're the one who had that show on.
I didn't know these guys are going to be hiking up lava rock.
Well, the fact is, that's what they're doing.
Do you know the medical bill I'm going to get for that guy's bag?
Can we not talk about it, please? It's giving me the creeps.
All right, anyway, when are you going to give away this bear?
Huh?
You got to give away another bear.
Oh, you mean a pajamagram?
Yeah, is that what it is?
Yeah, it's the Vermont Teddy Bear pajamagram.
For Valentine's, right?
Yeah.
You gotta give it away to another broad, so let's go.
Well, I don't know. What do you mean, broad?
Well, like, you gotta give it to some chick, so what are you gonna do?
I don't know what I'm gonna do. I gotta...
How about if they can guess my middle name?
Now, how are they gonna...
Look, my middle initial is G, ain't it? David G. Hall?
Yeah.
They can guess.
Well, it could be...
Look, at how many names are G? How many names start with a G?
I don't know. Is George?
Not even close. George, that's all you can guess, huh?
George, G. Jeff?
Nope.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Get the chicks to call. I ain't asking you.
Gailey?
What?
Gailey.
What do you mean, Gailey?
What do you mean by Gailey?
Ain't that a name?
No, that ain't a name.
I know, Gary.
No, it ain't Gary.
Gaylord.
Listen, you jackass.
Well, then now you know what I gotta put up with. So any, what is it?
Yeah, any woman that can call in and guess it.
You know what, man? I don't think...
I said to do it.
David.
Do it!
All right, call in at 1-800-449-8686. What's the G stand for in David G. Hall? In the meantime, all I can tell you is, if we've got insurance, then we can pay for this extreme nudity.
Well, look, last week, the guy's in goal against whoever it was. Who was that?
Some guy doing Mario Lemieux or somebody doing slap shots.
Nude. The week before that, he's catching some guy like David Wells, nude, right? The week before that, he's doing something else nude. The medical expense on this thing alone, not to mention all of the urological expense, it's nuts. It's the craziest thing I've ever heard of.
Extreme nudity. Somebody signed the show up.
Any calls?
No.
What do you mean, no?
We got no calls.
Don't tell me no. Tell me we got a call.
Okay, we have a call.
Oh, great. Well, don't go to it yet.
We don't have no calls because nobody knows what your middle name is. What is my middle name? G.
How about Gary?
You already said Gary.
Geronimo.
Will you tell him to shut up?
Shut up, man. Gary, Geronimo, and Gaylord. That ain't what it is. Anyway, the Vermont teddy bear, well, you know what I'll do is I'll tell people what the Vermont teddy bear pajama set is, which I had the information here. I have no idea what I did with it. In any event, the Vermont teddy bear pajama set comes in a hat box, very, very cool looking, and it's something that what we'll do is we'll deliver it to you or to, you know, to somebody that you want us to deliver it to. And what it has is, like I said, the hat box. In it is lavender bath tea, a do not disturb sign, a personalized gift card, a lovely keepsake organza box. And on top of that are the beautiful pajamas, which are like satin or something, I think. They're ruby. It's a ruby velour lounge set. So, and it says here, she's a gem, so show her just how special she is, and...
If I wanted to read it, I'd read it myself. Just tell me what it is.
Okay, it's like a velour, pajama thing.
And it looks good, right?
I guess. It looks really nice, yeah, on the chick that it's on.
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
I mean, I'm sure it'll look really great. Kathy, hi. Welcome to the Phil Hendry Show.
Kathy, hi. This is David G. Hall.
Hi, David G.
How are you?
Just
now,
fine.
Kathy, I just want to...
Would you shut up?
I wanted to...
Shut up! Kathy, what's my middle name? My name is David G. Hall. What's the G stand for?
Gene? Gene.
No, you're wrong.
Oh,
all right,
okay.
Kathy, thank you very much. Boy, this is exciting.
Well, it'd move along if you could move it along, huh? You ain't no game show host, are you?
I'm just telling you,
Gene...
Well, dude, if we knew what it was, I guess people would get, so we know it ain't Gaylord, Geronimo, Gene, it ain't George, and it ain't Jeff.
Right.
What does the G stand for?
So anyway, I was talking to Bill McCullen. You know Bill, right?
Yeah.
He says to me, he's listening to your show the other night, and you were going on and on and on about nuclear war with Iraq or some kind of a thing.
No, I was talking about Iran.
Well, he said it scared him, it scared his kids. Don't do it anymore.
Yes, sir. Can you give us a hint on the name, by the way?
All right. My name is more toward the kind of name like Gadbury. Only it ain't that.
What kind of a hint?
Just take a call.
All right, I'll go to here's Stephanie.
Stephanie, this is David G. Hall. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Very good. What is my middle name? My middle initial is G.
Grant.
Grant? No.
Sorry, Stephanie.
Okay.
Yeah.
What?
What the hell are people supposed to say, man?
I told you it's more like Gadbury.
What's Gadbury, man? Is that a name? Ain't that the name of a chocolate or something, bud?
Yeah, it's a chocolate egg.
It ain't no chocolate egg. It's my name. The name my father gave me. The name my mother gave me. Anyway, this guy said you scared him. You scared seven shades of pee out of him when you were talking about Iran.
I was kidding. All I said was, why is Bush going on about Iran having nuclear weapons? Aren't we supposed to be equal, and can't they have nuclear weapons if we have them? I was using the same argument that everybody's using with the war in Iraq, you know? How come they don't get to be the kind of country that they want? All right,
Any calls?
We got one that we're scrum. We only have one line that we're leaving open for this.
Look, my name is kind of like the name Gabreski.
What kind of a guess is anybody?
Just get a call.
First of all,
just tell him.
Okay, his name's like Gadbury or Gabreski or whatever they are.
Gabreski!
This is Elizabeth, David.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi.
This is David G. Hall.
Well, hello, David.
What's my middle name?
I think it's Gerard.
Wrong.
Okay.
Anyway, this guy says to me that he doesn't want to hear you talk about that anymore, otherwise he's pulling his advertising.
What is he advertising?
Bicycle seat shop. You know the guy down there at Oceanside?
Oh, well, I bet you that's a lot of money.
Oh, get a load of you. Oh, look at you turning your nose up at a dollar, huh? This guy turns a pretty nice dollar for your show.
bicycle seat shop?
Yeah. Any calls?
They're screening them right now, man.
Okay, just to give people a tip, my name is kind of like the name Gagliardi.
What in the hell, man? Gagliardi.
Well, it's like that.
Well, here's a lady named Greta, David.
Hello, Greta.
Hi, David.
David G. Hall. What's my middle name?
I'm going to guess Gustav.
Did you say Gustav?
What'd you say again?
Gustav.
Gustav?
Gustav.
Gustav.
Oh, no, it's not.
Sorry.
All right, thank you. This guy owns a bicycle seat repair shop, and he's telling me that you're scaring the hell out of you scared seven shades of crap out of his kids with that Iran stuff.
Oh, come on, man. First of all, what are the kids listening to this show for, all right?
All right, let me just say my name is sort of like the name Galbraith.
Will you come on with all of that? Galbraith, Gadbury, Gagliardi, Gagliardi. Ain't that the guy that's the mayor of New York?
No. That's Bromberg or some crap like that.
No, Bloomberg.
Bloomberg or something.
Nah, that's Gagliardi.
No, Giuliani was the mayor of New York.
All right, you know the name Gallenberger?
Yeah.
That ain't it. So anyway, this guy said to me that he wants to pull the advertising.
Bicycle seat shop.
No, he does bicycle seat repair.
What kind of bread does this guy sink into the show?
Not a lot, but he's, you know, what beggars can't be choosers. So I want you to watch some of that political stuff.
Is your name Gillespie?
No.
I'm just taking some wild guesses here. All right, well, so we don't have any answers, and I don't... So what is your middle name?
I'm not telling.
Come on, man!
I'm not telling! I ain't giving away a free freaking pajamagram just for grins! These broads don't get it. They don't get no pajama.
You gotta tell us.
I'll take one more guess, then I'll tell you what my middle name is.
All right, the number is 1-800-449-8686. This has been the biggest freaking waste of 15 minutes.
Since the first 15 minutes of your show.
Ha ha ha, ain't that funny.
Good one, Mr. Hall.
Thank you, bud.
First 15 minutes of my show is pretty damn good, thank you very much.
Oh, well, really? Well, I don't agree. You got any guesses?
No, I ain't got no guesses, man. What the hell do you think they're going to do with G? What's my middle name? It's kind of like the name Gagliardi. It's Galbraith. It ain't Gaylord. It's Geronimo. It's some crap like that.
Well, you're really you're going to fine fiddle tonight, aren't you?
Well, I can't even figure out what the hell the name is. Tammy, go ahead.
Hi.
How you doing, Tammy?
Hi. I'd like to guess
David,
that
Yeah, I want to talk to her. You don't talk to her. Tammy?
Yes,
David G. Hall.
Hi, David.
I talked to you. What does the G stand for?
Well, I think it's like Fred G. Sanford always said that his middle name was Good Googly Woogly.
Isn't that cute? No, that ain't it.
No, okay.
Holy God, man. What's your middle name, man?
Any calls?
No, we ain't got that. I'm only screening them one at a time. How many do you think I can screen?
It's David Gambino Hall.
Gambino?
Yeah.
I thought you said that you're Mexican-American.
I am.
What's Gambino?
It's Italian.
Gambino? You mean like the guy, the crime family?
Well, just like you to go down that road. Yes, like the crime family.
Well, that was a whole lot of nothing, man.
You hung up on Mr. Hall.
That's what I did. I hung up on him. Gam freaking B. We already gave out the name. It's Gambino. Am I supposed to take the call anyway? Hey, Maria? Maria? Okay, she's... Oh, I don't know what happened to her. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Forget the pajamagram. I guess we ain't giving it out tonight. His middle name is Gambino. It's kind of like the name Galbraith, but it ain't like the name Gadbury. What in the hell? I tell you what, we'll give out the pajamagram. We'll do it some other way, because that sucks. Jesus. What's my middle name? Guillermo. Anyway, the web address, www.philhenryshow.com, and our email is phs@philhenryshow.com. And once again, I have been getting a lot of email from people asking me about, our move to Extra Sports AM 570. I'm also getting a lot of email from people asking us about our situation in Seattle. I'm also getting a lot of email from people saying, you know, comb over boy and all these things. And I'm answering all of this, and I answer it personally, but you have to be a backstage pass holder. And there is a little icon that you can click on the homepage that says you can email Phil if you are a backstage pass holder. If you're not and you email, maybe I'll give you a response and maybe I won't. Maybe I'll just blow you off. See? So that's how it is. Tons and tons of show news to be had, though. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Hey, Christian, you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
How are you, pal?
I'm very good, Mr. Hendry. It's good to, good to talk to you. I wanted to call your program tonight and wish everybody a happy Valentine's Day. And I wanted to sing a song for the ladies called a Hawaiian Love Song.
Now, are you still out in Washington Square Park out there? You're calling from New York, right?
Yes, sir, I am.
And you're in Greenwich Village?
That is correct, yes, sir.
And you're still playing the bongos out there on the street?
Yeah, I'm playing the bongo drum, and I'm doing a song that people are requesting, song and everything. And
well, at least you're making some money now, because when we talked to you during the campaign, you were homeless, right?
Yes, sir, that's correct. Yes, sir, that's correct. I was homeless, yeah. But I'm doing better now, and I just thank the Lord. You know, I'm able to raise the money and everything. But it's very good. Everybody's very kind.
So you want to do a song?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
And this is a happy Valentine's song, huh?
Yes, sir. Yeah. This is a Valentine's song for all the ladies. It's called a Hawaiian Love Song. Here it is.
Wait a minute. Wait. Hold on for a minute.
Yeah?
That's the Hawaiian Love Song, huh?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Go ahead.
I gotta tune my bongos.
Yo.
I gotta get the tuning wrench, you know. I wrote this myself, by the way.
That's great. Wait a minute, man. The Hawaiian Love Song is played with a ukulele or something, ain't it?
Well, it might be. It might be. I might have it all messed up. Well, I blew that, didn't I?
Well, look at it. It's just good. You know what, man? Don't yodel it. Just do it. You don't yodel that whole thing, right? I mean, don't you sing it? I mean, what's with the yodel?
Well, I thought that the Hawaiian people yodel.
No, I mean, well, yeah, they do some of that crap, but they don't do it all, you know.
All right, well, here it is.
What are you doing, man?
Hold on, I don't know where my bongos are now.
Are they gone? Hello? You there?
Yeah, I'm back.
Great. Where are your bongos?
They got stolen. Someone picked them up when I was talking to you. Well, that's okay. I stole a cell phone, so.
All right, man. Good luck. And
you don't want to hear the song?
Not with you don't have your bongos. I don't want to get to do with a cappella. No, I don't need to hear the song. You know what? Whoever has this guy's bongo drums, and the next time a guy calls in to do the Hawaiian love song, bud, make sure he's got a freaking ukulele, not a pair of bongo drums.
Well, I don't know about it.
Just do it. Get some kind of a book on instruments that are appropriate for a song. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Email address www. Email address phs@philhenryshow.com. And our web address, www.philhenryshow.com. And we're still selling our Best Of CD. I mean, we sell a Best Of CD all year long, and you can get it in our souvenir shop. It's $20. All the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. It's a very good cause, and that's where the money goes. If you care to donate, we certainly do appreciate that. So, as you know, the ongoing campaign for these people to get out of the fast lane if they're doing the speed limit continues on this show. And the reason why it continues is I figure if I beat this drum long enough, it's actually going to get into somebody's skull. It's actually going to start working. I really believe it could work. I really believe, Bud, that I can have an effect. I never really believed that talk shows have effects. Why do I got to keep looking up and seeing this Ward Churchill bastard? Who is this guy? He is about the ugliest, freakiest looking dude. Is this the guy that wrote that thing that said all the people who died at 9/11 were Eichmanns? You talk about a guy, you talk about a simple-minded bastard. First of all, why don't you take a bath? That'd really help, man. Secondly, cut your freaking hair, dude. You ain't 21 anymore. Thirdly, get a facelift. Fourthly, have your face fixed. Fifthly, get out of my face. Oh, God, I was trying to forget that guy. There he is on a screen. He wrote something about how the people who died at 9/11 deserve it. Gee, that's really, you talk about original. Yeah, and cats that get lung cancer deserve it, too. And people that have a heart attack, they deserve that. And you know what? If you think about it, a little kid that dies from a brain tumor, he deserves it, too, because there's something wrong with his body, right? It must have been some crap that he did. He must have ate something. Everybody deserves what they get. This guy writes an essay about it, and he thinks he's some original thinker. The worst thing they could have done is pointed up even talked about the dude's essay. I mean, you talk about a simpleton. And then on top of that, this guy is photographed like he's some kind of a rock star. Somebody ought to just walk up to him and kick his ass. There, that ought to solve the problem. Just walk right up to him and aim for the chin, because there's a collection of nerves there, and you'll black right out, man. Anyway, I've been thinking, Bud, that maybe I can get this can actually sink in.
You think so, huh?
Yeah. I never think that talk radio could do anything. In fact, I know it doesn't do anything. But if I just keep beating on this one really important issue, you can talk about illegal immigrants. You can talk about budgets. You can talk about all kinds of crap. I can't control that. But one thing I can control, maybe, just maybe, I can keep talking about all those slow asses in the fast lane to the point where cops will get humiliated into giving them tickets.
Nah, I don't know.
I guarantee, man, it's worth a shot. So at least once a week, I'm going to keep talking about this, because I'm noticing something now. When I get up behind somebody in a fast lane, they speed up and sometimes they get out of my way.
There's too many jackballs out there. Not going to happen.
Yeah, there's a lot of jackballs, but I think I can still, if I just talk about it, if you just say it, then it gets into one guy's head, then another guy says something to another guy, another guy says something to another guy. Next thing you know, people go, yeah, there's too many jackasses in the fast lane. Doing 35, 40, 45. Now, I don't have a road rage thing. I know I talk. I don't. I just go around them. I just go around them. After I hit my brights, of course, and sit in behind them for about 3 minutes. Then I go around them. It's not hanging me up. But I will tell you, when it's a very busy day, traffic-wise, when there are a lot of cars on the road, in California, we have a lot of hills, so you're coming over a hill, you can look down and see what's going on. You can see the condition of the freeway in front of you by a good mile sometimes, because you're going over these hills, and then you're coming up, and as you hit the crest of the very top of a hill, you look down and you can see what the hell is going on in front of you. And I'm telling you right now, as God is my witness, there's one jackass about a quarter of a mile in front of you, and 86 million cars behind him, and there's nothing in front of him. Okay? So this is what causes these traffic jams. It wouldn't be such a bad thing, except for the fact there's too many people on the roads anyway, right? So I'm saying it again, and I'll keep on saying it. I don't give a crap what people think. You idiots that are driving in that fast lane, please move over before somebody does something bad, before someone has an accident. You no. 65 miles an hour in the number one in that fast lane. I don't care if it's that's what the speed limit is. If you're doing 65 and there's a car behind you that wants to go faster, you are by law required to move over. By law, you're required to move over. You didn't know that, did you? You ain't doing 65 in that lane. You got every right in the world to do that because you're doing the speed limit. Guess what? You don't. Check with a cop.
Well, I think you're wrong, Mr. Henry.
Oh, really? You think I'm wrong? Why don't you freaking look it up then, man?
Well, I have every right in the world.
No, you don't have every right in the world. You got no right in the world. 65 miles an hour, 50, I don't care what the speed limit is. You're sitting there doing that in that fast lane. Move over. You're impeding traffic behind you. You're breaking the law. Now, if driving on a freeway makes you nervous, I understand. Get off the freeway. If driving fast makes you nervous, I get it. Don't drive fast. But you want to get to where you're going, right? Right. Well, so do I. What gives you the right to go onto my freeway? You're too scared to do even close to the speed limit. You're in the wrong lane altogether. You're all over the freaking place. Then there's the other guy who's doing 9 million miles an hour, and he's way over in the far right-hand lane. Have you ever been driving along and you see a sign and it says, slower traffic, move to the right? Have you ever seen that? Now, what do you think that means? What do you think that means? It means slower traffic, move to the right. It doesn't say if you're doing 65, you can just park your ass right where it is. It says if you're slower, move to the right. Now, I know that there are people out there who drive their cars like weapons, and they believe that because they're in an automobile, they're somehow insulated, and they can just do whatever it is they want to do, right? And they're going to continue to do what the hell it is they want to do. But I'm telling you, if I talk about this enough, and I get enough people aware of what it is I'm saying here, pretty soon there's going to be a little bit of pressure out there on the roadways, shall we say. A little bit of pressure! And I would suggest that our fine, hardworking police concentrate a little bit more in that area, so... You know, tempers don't flare. Remember when we had Bob Green on? He said he relaxed by going home in the fast lane, going slow. Just because it was relaxing to see him control the lives of so many people. All right, so anyway, that's going to be the campaign, bud. And I'll tell you right now, I'll die trying, man.
Yeah, you probably will.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I take that as a threat. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Listen to this. This is an email from Jim. Dear Phil, I've had a backstage pass for 2 years. You've done wonders for lighting up my day. My brother is a neurosurgeon in Cincinnati, and he turned me onto your show. He noticed that when you are in one character and start to laugh, and then you go into another character, you control your laughter and totally, completely stop laughing. He claims that you are without a doubt a genius. He said you are so incredibly wacko, off the charts smart that it is like you have five brains in your skull.
That's bullcrap.
Well, that's what the guy's writing. He says you have the ability to control and think in many different ways and totally cut one off from the other. He tried to explain it to me in clinical terms and said your condition or gift is extremely rare. He would love to hook you up to a computed axial tomography machine, a CAT scan, and measure your brain waves and blood flow in your brain as you do your show. He thinks you would be like a Stephen Hawking. Pretty weird. He said if someone was to debate you on a subject, it would be like debating five people at once.
Bullcrap!
That's what I'm just reading the letter, man. Anyone would get their ass kicked. He said if you were not on the radio, you would probably be an attorney like Johnny Cochran, only white. Anyway, thank you so much because you make me and my entire family, I am one of nine kids, laugh our asses off. My brother told me that psychiatrists should start prescribing their patients a backstage pass to fill instead of these antidepressant drugs. Do you think the government would pay for that in a new prescription drug program? Keep up the great work and good luck on the new station. I can promise you as long as you still have a show, my brother and I will be paying for our backstage passes. By the way, the new website sucks. Jim from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Sounds like a retard.
Well, I'm just reading it to you, man. What do you think about that? The guy says I'm some kind of a genius. What do you think of that?
That's baloney. You're an idiot.
Well, this guy thinks I'm smart. Dear Phil, I listen to you, Howard Stern and Adam Carolla. I enjoy listening to independent thinkers with diverse views. More importantly, I enjoy laughing. I'm done with free radio, but will continue through your website. There's a lot of people that are bugged by a lot of things, so this cat is not even... You know how many people listen to us on the net now or with a backstage pass? I mean, cities that we used to be in that we're not, like Cincinnati is one, Dallas is another, Chicago is another, New York is another.
You got thrown out at a lot of good stations, huh?
Anyway. Phil, if you were ever wondering why Starbucks is so addictive, because I was talking about that the other day on the air, here it is. Among the coffee chains in the U.S., it includes one of the highest amounts of caffeine in each cup. See, there you go, bud. I was telling you, it's addicting.
But you hate it.
Yes, I do hate. I hate Starbucks, but I got to drink their coffee because they hooked me. Like I told you, I'm a zombie to it. Basically, what this means is, like any drug, drinking Starbucks builds a tolerance level that keeps people from being able to wake up tolerably with most any coffee but Starbucks. It comes in under the legal limit for caffeine, but it makes total sense. I'm not sure if they planned it, but it works pretty well. While there are a few chains that cost less than Starbucks and have a little more caffeine, they don't have much extra, and the ubiquitous nature of Starbucks just makes it the most convenient place to get the strong coffee necessary to get our fix. Anyway, I still want my Starbucks. It did just as well in Japan for this very reason. You might remember I live here in Tokyo, blah, blah, blah. He's the guy that sent that weird-looking statue. How about that? Phil, a couple of years ago, my old man told me that you were saying that your grandfather invented insulin or something like that. Is it true? I've been listening for a few years, and I haven't ever heard you mention it. FYI, my old man drinks, Joe, San Jose. My mom told me, Joe, that my great-uncle was Sir Frederick Banting. Sir Frederick Banting discovered insulin and its role in the human body. Insulin, of course, is what we need to keep our blood sugar regulated. Sir Frederick Banting was given a Nobel Prize. That's what my mom told me, that he was my great-uncle. Only I went to China about 20 years ago, and I was riding bikes with a bunch of Canadians, and every last one of those jackasses claimed that they were related to him, too. So now I figure Canadians all think they're related to Sir Frederick Banting, so I think it's bullcrap. To answer your question, Joe, I think every Canadian, you know, my mom was from Canada. And then I talked to this one girl from Canada. She goes, oh, really? I'm related to him, too. I go, okay, now all of you freaking idiots up there are related to him. I got more email tomorrow and more show. Tomorrow night, Bob Green joins us. He'll be talking about Condoleezza Rice screwing him out of running for president. What's that about? It'll be on The Phil Hendry Show tomorrow night, the 21st. The Phil Hendry Show moves to the great new Extra Sports AM 570 in Los Angeles.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.